Driver, we're clear.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this week's episode of The Florida Project, the podcast where Disney fans celebrate Walt Disney World. If you like Disney and you like podcasts, you'll probably like The Florida Project. My name is Will, and across from me is Jason.
Hello.
Next to me is Michael.
Hi there.
And also next to me is special guest host this week, Monopoly Chris.
Hey, how we doing?
Well, that's nice. I was wondering what you were going to go with.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't sure, but you go with what you got.
Absolutely.
Oh, hoy, hoy.
Oy, oy. If you'd like to support the show, get access to some awesome bonus content, get some real world, cool real world stuff, easy for me to say, and even chat with us when you're bored at work, become one of our Patreon saints at patreon.com/TFP podcast. Each week on TFP Extra, we keep the podcast train rolling with more zany fun, the airing of grievances, and a topic that may or may not be Disney related. It's usually not Disney related. We could just say that.
Yeah, sometimes.
But it may be.
But it may be.
Yeah.
In fact, today we don't have a topic yet, so we're going to see what happens.
So tune in.
If you're a fan of the nonsense parts of the Florida Project, you'll love TFP Extra.
Extra.
In addition to TFP Extra, our Patreon saints get access to our ongoing Disney Classic series where we discuss each of Disney's animated classic films. Our latest episode, all about Make Mine Music, is available now. And it was good.
We checked that movie off the list.
It is off the list. We never have to watch it again. It wasn't the worst thing.
No,
yeah, it's not the
worst. It's worth talking about. Yeah. I just don't know if it's worth watching. Certainly worth listening to.
You're really, really making that Patreon look really attractive.
The TFP Extra is where it's at.
Dig deep and sell it.
Yeah.
We watch it so you don't have to.
I think it's the Slack.
The Slack, too. I mean, in fact, we had a question this week. It's chat with us when you're bored at work. Even if you're bored working at home, it works, too.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Patrons who contribute just $5 get the additional shows and an invite to the TFP Slack channel. There, like we said, you can chat with us, participate in watch-alongs, and engage in fun, freewheeling discussions. It's like a nonstop episode of TFP Extra.
Extra.
Additional levels and rewards are all on the Patreon site, so go sign up today at patreon.com/TFP podcast and get more of the Florida Project. In today's episode, we'll discuss some nonsense and small topics. Michael will give us the latest news. I will not take us on a trip down Main Tweet USA, and then we'll hit the links and talk all about golf and mini golf at Walt Disney World. All of that and more is coming up on this week's episode of The Florida Project.
It's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topic.
After all, it's a small
topics. All right, this first small topic comes from. It was inspired by Craig on the Slack channel. What was your favorite? I timed this rider attraction to catch the fireworks moment. It can be intentional or unintentional. Chris.
You know, I was thinking about this, and I don't have anything from inside the park where I ended up at, you know, top of Splash Mountain at just the right time or anything like that. But I was flying into Disney, gosh, this had to be 4 or 5 months ago or something. People had gone down before me, so I was just catching a one-way flight down on my own. And getting to the end of the flight, it was on Spirit Airlines. So As you can imagine, I had sciatica.
So you landed at 3 a.m.
Yeah. By the time the flight was over, I was very ready to get off the plane. But I just happened to glance out the window as we were coming into Orlando and for whatever reason had a perfect view, could see the fireworks going over the Magic Kingdom, which was pretty incredible, because typically I would have just been zoned out on my phone or something. Yep. You know,
that's a very good one,
doing something, and just glanced over and was like, how about that? So I'll go with that.
That's a good welcome to Orlando.
It was nice. Yeah. It was real nice at the end of a bad flight.
So. Yes. Will,
I don't have any great ones. But there was one time on the Barnstormer that was pretty nice.
That's what I was going to say.
Sorry. Yeah. And we were there. And I think it might have been the first time I ever rode the Barnstormer, actually.
Yeah, I think we rode it because of the podcast. And there was no one in that part of the park.
There was definitely no one in line.
Yeah.
Because of the fireworks.
Yeah.
And it was late at night. It may have been that time we were there when the Super Bowl was going on, too, possibly, right?
Yeah, I don't remember. I remember we came from Charlie's and went to the Magic Kingdom afterwards.
Oh, right. That's when I flew down at least. Did you fly down too?
Yeah, Jason and Will flew down. I was already down there and I picked you guys up.
And we gave our bags to Michael. It was amazing getting on a plane with nothing except your phone and maybe a book. I don't even remember.
Did we fly down together?
I think so. Yeah, and then we went straight to Charlie's and had a massive meal and then went to the Magic Kingdom.
So you're waddling around with the food, baby.
Absolutely. And then we rode a roller coaster type attraction. And then the fireworks were going on. We're like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it was right as we got to the top of that little tiny lift hill. And then the fireworks started.
And then it was over.
Yeah.
The ride, not the fireworks.
Yeah, right.
All right. What's yours?
It was that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the unintentional, because I don't think we timed it that way. It just happened to work out that way.
Yeah. Mine was, I was a toss up between, we have done the top of Space Mountain or Splash Mountain when the fireworks are going on.
It's really impressive.
That's fantastic.
When you can pull that off, it's something.
Yep. But I think the biggest one will be on the People Mover.
Yeah.
I think, didn't we get stopped one time, like where we could see the fireworks?
Yep.
Yeah. So that would be it, because People Mover has a very special place in our hearts.
Oh, you know, scratch that. I actually have another one. We were going up and riding the Astro Orbiter for once.
During fireworks?
Absolutely. It wasn't even thinking about it. It had a short line. And I was like, oh, let's go do that. It's, you know, it's always fun because it's up in the air and on top of the People Mover and everything. And
deadly.
And glanced up and was like, oh, the fireworks are going off. So that was, yeah, I actually did have one. Yeah.
Because you're right under the fireworks.
Absolutely.
It feels like, probably.
Absolutely.
It's one of those good
I think
scaries.
They're shooting them from the Astro Orbiter.
Absolutely. I love the Astro Orbiter. That's too strong. I like the Astro Orbiter. With no weight, it's a fun little ride.
All right. Small topic number two. A publisher is letting some books go out of print, and people are calling it book banning. What not currently banned Disney animated classic would you ban if it were up to you? So, not Song of the South, because that's really
it's already banned.
That's banned. Yeah.
What if we don't want to ban any of them?
Oh, you're a liar.
You have to ban one.
No, I don't believe in banning.
Well, one is going out of print.
I'm banning Cinderella.
A nice message at the beginning.
Why?
Huh?
For people who are just tuning in.
I'm banning Cinderella. Sign up for TFP and listen to the... No. Because I think it sends a terrible message to children. And it's a garbage movie.
That's not fair.
And it doesn't even look that good, and the music's not great.
Oh, that's those, there's a lot of that that's not fair. But whatever.
It's the worst.
Chris, did you come up with one? Because we were chatting about this on the way up here.
Well, it's funny. I had one, and then
is
I
it
realized
Cinderella?
I realized that it was banned already. I was going to go with Captain EO to make you mad, not for the obvious reasons, but because it's terrible. And the one time you made me watch it, I was like, I don't know what's happening here. Like,
point of order: Disney animated classic.
Fine.
There was some animation.
There was,
but it's not an official animated classic.
No, you have to tune into TFP what Disney classic series.
Well, if we're gonna have to go with one, and my wife will probably get mad, but it's not like she's listening. So I'm gonna go with, and if we're gonna have to do one for real reasons, like there were real legitimate reasons to cancel it.
Oh, and loose with the rules.
I'm
buddy.
Doing it for Cinderella because I hate Cinderella.
No, I'm gonna do it for a real reason. I'm gonna do Little Mermaid because I'm pretty sure King Triton was on all the performance enhancing drugs.
He definitely was. I mean,
all the HGH and all the steroids. I mean, have you seen that guy?
He's not a nice father either. True. He sets a bad example.
It's not a swimmer's build. He's a fine father.
Nah.
He doesn't support his daughter's decisions. Her decisions were dumb, but, you know.
She was 16. She couldn't move out yet.
You don't know what their laws are under the sea.
Mm-hmm, 18.
Are they, Michael?
I don't know. I just know that it's better down where it's wetter.
Oh, gracious.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
All right, Michael.
This is hard.
No, not for me. I'm ready.
All right, Will.
I have two.
Okay.
One, because it's bad. Because we've been doing these. Chicken Little. It stinks.
Yeah, we There's could no just need. Forget that that ever happened.
There's no need for that movie. It didn't do anything for anybody except, what's his name? Who's the lead actor?
Zach Braff.
Zach Braff. He seems like a nice guy.
He was doing fine before
yeah, he was
and
doing
after
fine.
That.
And then my real one, just because it bored the crap out of me, and this I'm going to take some heat for this. Bambi. I don't need to watch Bambi again. It was so boring.
Brother Bear is bad, too.
I like Brother Bear more than Bambi. Bambi, I don't know. I don't... When we watched it again, I was just like, this is...
This is nothing.
This is... It's pretty.
Yeah.
But, yay.
I can go to a museum and see this.
I'd rather go to a museum. Or go in the woods and just see some deer.
Sometimes I see them on the greenway when I go for walks.
we saw deer on the golf course at Walt Disney World.
Stay tuned for more.
Sizzle. Michael?
I'm just going to formally protest the topic because I don't believe in banning anything. But I'm going to go with Peter Pan.
Really?
Yeah. That's
surprising.
Not, have you seen the movie?
Well,
I mean, it has some content.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think they should put a message at the beginning that our views have changed over time.
Isn't it one of the ones
I was going to say, has anybody noticed that on the Plus?
Well, it's one of the ones that kids can't watch on their...
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, really?
They've moved it to the non-kid profile.
They actually can't, or is it just has the message?
No, they can't pick it. There are a few of them that you cannot... Yeah.
On the kid's
on profile. On the kid's profile.
Oh, wow.
I'll also say there were some. I pulled up one. I can't even remember what it was the other day, but it's funny. You'll see some now. You'll pull up the movie, and the message will come up, and you're like, I don't know. What am I going to find in here?
I don't remember. Oh, yeah. My mistake.
I think the messages are good. When they pop up and they're necessary.
Yeah.
They did it in a nice way. It was this was not okay then. It's not okay now, but you still recognize it and learn from it and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Peter Pan could use that if it doesn't have that.
I'm pretty sure it does. I think I pulled it up for our son to watch the other day and I think it had it.
I kind of want
to
see now.
All right. If we were in a survivor situation in the area immediately surrounding the Seven Seas Lagoon, Seven Seas Lagoon, and maybe you go up to the Emporium. That is the radius or the perimeter. Make a circle.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
What? I'm going to be stocking some supplies at the fire station.
So, there's a Seven Seas Lagoon, right? And the island, the Survivor Island, is from the shore of the Seven Seas Lagoon.
By the transportation ticket center?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, all the way around?
All the way around?
Yeah. Up to... about the area of the Emporium all the way around.
Okay.
All right. In that situation, who is going home with $1 million and where do the other people rank?
Are we talking about just the four of us?
Just the four of us.
Okay, because my answer was going to be Stuart. But
oh, yeah, Stuart would definitely. Well, yeah. I don't know. He may get bored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do something. He may just start to craft rope for no reason. No, there's rope over there, Stuart. No, I want to make some.
But you're tearing up all the rope that we have to make this rope. And he wandered
better
off.
Rope.
Well, given the constraints that you just laid out, I think it's whoever gets to all that sweet, sweet chicken parm at Tony's.
No,
you could go to Captain Cook's or the ice cream Aloha.
The pineapple
porch. The pineapple and I.
You could also catch some fish, some bass.
Yeah.
And eat them from Seven Seas Lagoon.
The wave.
Can you cook the brain eating amoeba?
I mean, you can cook it out, probably. Yeah. I'm assuming.
Sure. Boil it.
Yeah.
Or the ABC producers will probably give us rations, I imagine. They do on Survivor. Don't they give them some beans or something?
Yeah, some rice. Rice, yeah.
Yeah. Enough to, and probably catering too when nobody's looking.
Yeah.
I'm going to win. I'll just tell you that right now.
I don't know.
I'll
be out first.
You're first out. We all
know that. First out. I'm probably out after they explain the rules and that there's no air conditioning or power and you have to camp and there's bugs.
Yeah.
And I'm not very competitive. So I'm just out.
Are you the only scout at the table?
No, Michael.
Both of you?
Both Eagle Scouts. Are you an Eagle Scout?
No, I'm leaning towards the two of them.
Yeah. You're out with me.
But how much do we have? We'll have survivor type, competitions, right? And you're probably in a little better shape than we are if we have to do some rock climbing or something.
Now he's got the scout skills, but do they is he getting rationed Pepsi?
Oh, I don't know.
I also no longer have the scout skills.
I can still tie a taut line hitch.
Yeah, I cannot.
And I'm assuming you can start a fire if need
probably
be.
I think Michael has more patience than you,
mm-hmm.
but you're more stubborn than he is.
Oh, I'll get eaten by an alligator to win this thing.
Yeah.
No, they got rid of the alligators.
Uh-huh.
I can still fish, and if need be, I could clean and,
I don't know how to clean a fish.
I know how to clean a fish.
It's been a long time, but I'm pretty sure I could remember.
You just cut out their guts and
I have done it.
Shave off their scales.
I would have to, I would certainly mess up the first fish, for sure.
You cut off the head, grab the spine, and just pull it.
Now, we're also...
That's as much as I know. Is that true?
No, that's what the little mermaid.
We're also really underestimating all our skills. Has anybody seen the show Naked and Afraid?
No.
There's people on there that I'm like, they're not going to last 2 days and just stretch
Wait, we
out.
Have to be naked too?
No, nobody said that. Just no.
Because I'll do it.
But you can choose to be naked if you want to use that as
if that's what you want.
As a strategy.
It'll be like 3 hours in, I'll be like Michael Scott and tear off my pants and make a hat out of it. Then I get really cold.
You immediately resort to cannibalism.
Mm-hmm. I would probably try to get voted out first so I could go do something else.
The rides, they're still running.
I was going to say, that's where Michael might fall short because he's going to be sitting there going, God, I could be doing something else.
Yeah, because he's also not super competitive. I think it's Will. Yeah, when we had that chicken nugget eating contest, you would have gone to the hospital to just eat one more than me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll defer.
I would disappear for hours on end.
The producers would be so mad at you.
And that's it for Small Topics.
Thanks, Jason. Those are some fun small topics. News. So here are some exciting Disney news items to discuss this week at Walt Disney World. Number one, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure opening date announced. So during last week's annual shareholder meeting, Disney announced that the expansion to Epcot's France Pavilion will open to the public on October 1st, 2021. This includes the long-awaited attraction Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, as well as the quick-service/table-service restaurant La Crêperie de Paris. These additions will officially debut as part of the kickoff for the World's Most Magical Celebration, honoring Walt Disney World Resort's 50th anniversary. Remy's Ratatouille Adventure invites guests into the flavorful world of Disney and Pixar's Ratatouille, where they will feel as if they shrink to the size of Chef Remy and scurry through Gaston's famous restaurant. And at the new restaurant, La Crêperie de Paris, offering both table and quick service options, will feature sweet crepes, savory buckwheat galettes, naturally gluten-friendly, and authentic French hard cider.
I like a galette.
I never had a galette.
Yeah, you have. Okay. I've made one. It's it's a crustless pie. Not a crustless pie. It's like the pie that's not in a pie pan.
Isn't it the thing that usually looks like a little pie but has like fruit? Like just a fruit.
Yeah,
in
so
it.
It's
got that ridged crust on it.
Yeah, you take a pie dough.
Michael right? And I agree we have not ever had it.
You definitely have. I think
I don't recognize it by name.
Yeah. And I wish we were a video podcast because Chris and Jason are both just putting their hands out. Like no, a bowl.
There's like a pie. You take a pie thing, you put it on a pan, a flat pan, not a pie pan. You put all your pie fillings in the middle, and then you fold the crust.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like a calzone.
Oh, no. I was thinking something different.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Got it. Yeah.
And crepes. Those are in little pancakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thin pancakes.
I love them.
Had a whole mess of those last week.
Break it, Frenchie.
While it's believed that the attraction and the restaurant are already complete, Disney appears to be holding off until most of the country is vaccinated and the resort is closer to operating at a near normal capacity. It's also quite probable that the attraction and restaurant will have some sort of soft opening ahead of the October 1st official opening.
I saw a really cool picture on Reddit today where somebody snuck their phone in a little like like under the fence.
Yeah.
And it had a really cool view of that the rest of that avenue with the Ratatouille Adventure sign at the end.
Oh, nice. I tried to do that when we were there, but I couldn't find a little gap. That
somebody
was
found the gap today.
Yeah. I bet maybe they have one of those spy.
And they probably did.
Cameras on like the cable.
It looked cool. It kind of had that fisheye type thing. Yeah. Going on. It was cool.
I bet they'll have a lot of big legs in that one.
Yes.
When you're scurrying around, like big animatronic legs that go to the ceiling.
Oh, so you think?
I bet you almost get stepped on a couple of times. Yeah.
You think it'll be any different than the one in Paris?
No.
Like any different?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it'll be in Epcot.
Little something?
Well, if they're going to have giant,
maybe.
If they're going to have giant legs, they should have a giant leg lamp from Christmas Story.
A crossover.
Well, as expected, Epcot's park pass reservations are already fully booked for at least pass holders on October 1st, 2021, as well as the Magic Kingdom. Number two, Disney Magic Mobile service coming soon to smartphones and smartwatches. So Disney has announced a new service to put the functionality of Magic Bands on your smartphone and smartwatch. Disney says, quote, "The Magic Band, the colorful wristband guests wear at Walt Disney World Resort, makes each visit even simpler and more seamless. We've continued to invent and innovate, and soon we'll be debuting a new option, Disney Magic Mobile Service. Launching in phases starting later this year, Disney Magic Mobile Service is a convenient and contactless way to access Magic Band features like theme park entry through the power of your iPhone, Apple Watch, or other smart device. Guests will be able to create a Disney Magic Mobile Pass through the My Disney Experience app and add it to their smart device's digital wallet. And it works like magic. Most features will be available by just holding up your smart device near an access point, just like you do with a Magic Band. Disney Magic mobile service, and its features will roll out first on Apple devices.
What iPhone?
Yeah, this is super exciting.
Yeah, I'm not waiting for this.
I felt really bad when I read this. I found myself going, I can't believe this didn't happen sooner.
Yeah, I know. This felt
like something that would have happened 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, like I think we were talking about when they first launched the Magic Bands. We're like, it's gonna like a year from now, you're gonna be able to do it on the Apple Watch.
And guests may choose to use Disney Magic Mobile Service or a Magic Band. Pick whichever option works best for you during your visit. You can even use both and alternate between the two for added flexibility. We'll also soon be introducing more Magic Bands in trendy new colors and fun designs featuring favorite Disney characters and stories. Our existing digital room key feature will continue to be available specifically within the My Disney Experience app, which helps guests expedite their arrival by using online check-in service, going directly to their Disney Resort hotel room and using their phone to unlock the door. And Disney Resort Hotel guests may also still pick up a Key to the World card at their convenience by visiting the front desk.
I wonder if they'll start selling Magic Band or Apple Watch straps.
They should.
They should. That would be awesome.
I would
buy one of those.
Depends on how much Apple wants to play ball. Really?
Not really.
I mean, if they want to be officially licensed.
Yeah, they don't need to be officially licensed.
They should, though. They share the wealth, everybody.
No, they get more wealth if they're not licensed.
$2 trillion companies, they need to share the wealth. But it was really good this year. I enjoyed going to the Georgia Tech football games and just, you know, you're not even scanning a barcode on your phone. It's just the scanner, like your Apple Pay. I mean, it's
the proximity.
NFC.
Yeah. And it worked like a charm. And this is, our stuff very rarely works there. Like, and it was great.
Yeah, it'll be nice not having to wear a Magic Band and an Apple Watch.
Absolutely.
Number 3, Disney's All-Star Movie Resort to reopen next week. Closed since Walt Disney World closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Disney's All-Star Movie Resort is on schedule to reopen next week on March 22nd, 2021. It had been originally scheduled to open in early February, but it had been delayed back in December. The resort's dining options, world premiere food court, and silver screen pool bar will be open, as well as Donald's double feature gift shop. Also, outdoor activities such as the pool, movies under the stars, and the playground will be open. The two other All-Star Resorts, Disney's All-Star Music Resort and Disney's All-Star Sports Resort, are not yet scheduled to reopen.
So I read this article, and then I read it on the show notes. Very similar. and it said everything that's open. I can't think of anything that's not open.
I know. I was going to say the same thing. I don't know what's not open.
Because really, all they have is a food court and a shop. Maybe the arcade, actually.
I thought they closed down the arcades anyway because of gambling.
No, I think that was in South Georgia where they were like, you know, doing like actual like roulette machines and poker stuff. No, I don't know. There was an arcade open the last real time I went at one of those resorts. But I thought
there was like a problem with the claw machines.
No, I mean, I don't know exactly, but that sounds familiar.
Right? Like that's like, something that happened.
Chris, you're out of here. It's okay to tell Jason when he makes something up.
My bad.
No,
I don't know. I don't remember that like that. But I was just trying to. I was reading this. And I was like, they don't have much more than this.
Mm-mm.
Like there's the pool bar open. There's the pool open. The movies under the stars. That's about all they got, except maybe some trivia or something.
Can't you order a pizza to your room? Maybe
they didn't say that, so maybe
room
not.
Service. Yeah. What they call room service.
You know, those pizzas are pretty good, actually.
No, they're not.
There are.
Actually. They're left over from whatever they didn't cook
that
day.
That's not true. They're pretty good pizzas, and the wings are actually even better.
Like 3 weeks old.
Pizza. Have you ever had the wings in the room service? No. Like
and that room service.
Yeah, it's the same. It's good.
Mm-mm. Can you get dumplings in room service?
No.
Well, speaking of dumplings, number 4, the Lotus Blossom Cafe reopens with additional indoor seating.
Ooh.
So we shared our disappointment that the Lotus Blossom Cafe was closed back when we visited the China Pavilion last month. It has since reopened and is now using the Nine Dragons restaurant for additional indoor seating, as that restaurant has yet to reopen.
Oh, that's nice.
That sounds lovely, like air conditioning and spaced out tables.
Yeah.
And just dumplings.
Yeah. Especially the dumplings.
It's like the Rosenkrone.
Yeah, that's the only downside about the Lotus Blossom Cafe is no air conditioning.
So hot.
But at least it's shaded.
Yeah, it's shady and they got air conditioning.
Yeah, but those tables are also garbage. Like the little picnic tables that plastic like seats that have been there since 1982 when they opened.
No, they're big metal seats.
I don't know. In my head, they're like white plastic.
Have you ever been there, or are you thinking of the Panda Express?
Look, I'm just eating like, honestly, when I eat the dumplings, I don't really pay attention to anything else. Except I do remember, I do know it's uncomfortable seating. I am right about this.
I think they're just metal stools.
Yeah, well, they're white plastic, and they've been there since 82. They have little figments on them.
You're thinking of they're Chinese place out. And the Arbor place.
They do?
Yeah.
They have little figments?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's cute.
And they have like the Horizons logo. Everything else is not there, is what I'm saying.
Old. I'm starting not to believe you.
Yeah, Communicore West. Anyway, it's good. I like because they're doing this at Rosencrown, too. I don't know if we talked about this last week. I can't remember. But Tyler told us when he got drinks at the bar, you could go sit in the Rosencrown because it wasn't open. It's now under refurbishment.
Yeah, it was closed when, like, you couldn't do that when we were there.
Yeah, it was open when we were there.
Yeah, people were eating there.
Yeah, but now you can just go mill about and find a seat with your drink. So that's nice.
That is nice.
Take the space because it's available.
Yeah. And while you're at it, mill about because that is it for news.
That was some good news, Michael.
It was good news. There's a lot of good news this week.
Mm-hmm. Today's topic is, it's a sand trap. Kind of like Admiral Akbar. I can't say it right. I don't know. Golfing at Walt Disney World.
Well, do that again. Believe in yourself. Believe
in yourself. I can't do Admiral Akbar. Well, he's dead anyway. Spoiler. All right. Let's try this again. Today's topic is, it's a sand trap. How's that?
That's
good. Sound like Admiral Akbar?
A little better.
Golfing at Walt Disney World. So, we went on a trip to Disney World about a month ago. Now, boy, it seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it seems like a lot longer than a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Feels like it was just like 2 weeks ago to me.
I wasn't there.
Well, you're going next week.
That's correct.
That could be the extra, by the way. So anyway, we played golf, but we kind of glossed over that because Jason had a great idea that we can get a whole episode out of this. Because golf is one of those things that we lump in. Like we always say when you're going to go on a Disney vacation, you're never going to be able to do everything. And I've been going to Disney World for 40 years and never played golf until I want to say last year, but it was December of 2019, so that's close enough.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh really?
Yeah, never played golf down there.
I don't think I realized that.
Played mini golf, but real golf I haven't played. So you're never going to be able to do anything. So this is one of those times we thought we'd help you out. If you've never played golf or miniature golf at Walt Disney World, you can listen to this episode and we'll tell you all about it. And also I want to give props to Michael for the title of today's main topic. It was well done.
Oh, thank you. And if you want to hear what I was doing while everyone was playing golf, listen to last week's episode for my adventure.
Yes. So I'd always actually wanted to play golf down there, but I never pulled the trigger because, there's always a million other things to do. But now that we're taking longer trips and more trips and COVID notwithstanding, obviously. Actually, golf very COVID friendly, which is fantastic. I played more golf last year with Chris here than I've played in my entire life, probably, just because it was safe and it was something to do. Never pulled the trigger until I won a free round of golf at the Braves last spring training season, during in which I told you before on the podcast that Donnie with the good hair and I got to go out on the field and do a little closest to the pin challenge. I won, and then he had to call me ace for months, which is nice. So won a free round of golf, and we won a free round of foot golf, which, again, we'll get to. That didn't actually end up happening.
Yeah, this is like golf is something that I had also always wanted to do but have never done. It's like the water parks. Like,
yeah.
Those seem like they'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
But you got to make yourself carve out time for it.
But I got an annual pass in Space Mountain.
We're going to Magic Kingdom tomorrow. Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe in the afternoon. No, you're not.
Yeah. So it was cool. Like COVID was a great time to do golfing at Disney because you don't have to wear a mask when you're on the field. So, or on the, what's it called?
Course.
When you're on the course.
Yeah.
The pitch.
So when you're, in the middle of your trip, if you wanted to take a break from the mask for a day.
Absolutely. Hit the links. Another good thing is, I don't think it ever closed, actually, when the resort closed
down. Gotham?
I don't think they did. If they did, it was very briefly.
It would have been, like, for the weekend or whatever?
Yeah. So, like, if you, this is when, like, you know, I don't know, during the the closure, the initial closure, there are all these people that were driving around Disney World and showing video and stuff. And it was, I watched a couple of those and it just made me sad. And I'm like, this is creepy and I don't want to see this. Like 1,000 buses parked in the Magic Kingdom parking lot.
Yeah.
But then people would go play golf and it's like, this is just regular golf.
Yeah.
It's fine. So that was why people, that was their excuse for driving around on property if they got stopped, apparently. Oh, yeah. Oh, we got lost. We're trying to go to the golf course. Oh, okay. That was a thing.
Interesting.
So, few general tips first. Get tee times before you go because they will run out. Disney golf is very popular. Not as popular as some of our local golf courses, actually. But since they have 4 golf courses, you probably be able to get a last minute tee time. You won't save any money if you do it early, but you will get to pick exactly when you want to play. If you want to go get a round in before you go to the parks or after or early afternoon after you're done, like a morning at the parks, highly recommend to get a tee time. And you can do all this at golfwdw.com.
Yeah, I would say especially like on a weekend
or definitely.
A Monday or a Friday. Like we went Wednesday and we got the tee time like the night before,
yeah.
But it was a Wednesday in February.
Yeah. There are, I have looked before.
During COVID.
Because when we went in December of 19, it was starting to get difficult to find a good tee time because we were getting close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we didn't even, we went to the park one day and did Rise of the Resistance. On the second day it was open. I don't know if I've mentioned that before, but I mean, whatever. And then we played golf the next day and it was like a couple days later was Christmas, I believe, or the week later or something. So it started to get busier. They do have some deals. They call it the Sunrise 9 and the Sunset 9. You can play a quick 9 holes extremely early in the morning or really late in the afternoon, just so there's enough time so you don't run out of light. Sadly, right now, due to COVID, the Sunrise 9 program isn't in effect, but I suspect it'll be coming back soon when they get more people hired back in.
Yep.
It's all about operating hours. So you can save a lot of money playing a quick 9 holes doing that, and that's where, you know, you've heard the dads are going to get up and go play golf real quick before they have to take the kids to Disney World and then wear their stupid t-shirt about how much money they spent and all this nonsense, which are the worst.
After spending probably all the money at the golf store.
Absolutely. Speaking of money, rental clubs are actually pretty affordable at $40, and you get a really good set of clubs.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
No, I've paid $100 to rent a set of clubs at a place in Douglasville.
Wow.
Way back in the, like, 20 years ago before I had clubs. Chapel Hill, very fancy.
Oh, yes.
At the time.
Very cosmopolitan.
Jason got a really good set of rental clubs.
Yeah, they were very nice.
They're better than mine?
Way better than Will's, which most everything I do is better than Will. But
okay.
So I got the set of golf clubs, and on either the first hole or the second hole, Will was like, take your wedge and your putter up there so you don't have to come back to the cart and get your putter when you hit the green. Like, all right. So I did that. Left my putter
the wedge.
Wedge on the ground outside of the green. And then when I went a few strokes later to get my wedge, I didn't have it. I was very upset. And then the guy behind us was waving it around. When he saw me panically looking for my club, he was waving it around. So we
did you sanitize it after he touched it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Spit on it.
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it.
Rub some dirt on it.
Couple more things before we talk about the courses, though, actually. They have great merch at these golf courses.
And, like, all the characters.
Every one of them.
You want a Chip and Dale? You want a Clara Cowbell?
Mm-hmm.
You want a Figaro?
Well, I don't know about Figaro.
Figaro.
Who's Figaro?
The cat from
Isn't it Figaro?
I don't know.
Figaro.
If you want him
making
golf clubs on a t-shirt.
They have actually nice merch. And like
very much so.
I got a visor.
I got a new hat.
Yeah.
I bought a hat when we played in 2019, and then they had whole new merch in 2021.
You know, it's really not surprising, you know, given the quality and the variety of merchandise you see around the property, but it is nice. It is good quality golf merchandise. Like, it's really nice golf shirts, good quality golf hats.
One insanely priced either.
No, not
bad. Compared to, like, again, golf stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, and you couldn't, it's not stuff that you would see at other places
either. Right.
That's really important, too. If you, again, like we always say, if you find something you want to buy it then, because you'll never be You won't see it. Definitely won't see any of the golf stuff anywhere else.
Yeah.
So they have some like golf, like random golf stuff in some of the other stores, but not the specialized.
Not near
stuff.
The variety or the quantity.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple of other things. Again, like we're just assuming you're familiar with golf courses, but like
the golf thing is run by an outside company. It's not Disney running it. So the golf course and the pro shop, you don't get the full annual pass discount on stuff.
I believe it's Arnold Palmer Management, actually, when they run 1,000 golf courses around the country. And I get a lot of emails from them. So be aware, when you play golf, you're going to get a lot of emails.
They do make a heck of a sweet tea and lemonade.
Boy, I tell you what.
I enjoyed one this evening.
As far as golf courses go, the carts are way better than some of the other ones.
It's the thing I remember the most about the whole day. There's always you experience things, products, services, where the quality based on the comparable of what you usually expect is so much greater. I sat down in the golf cart and I went, what is going on here?
This is some lumbar support.
I mean, just the most cushiony. It's one of the most cushiony seats I've sat on, period, let alone in a golf cart.
Like, poor Jason, he doesn't know. Like, he just sat down. This is a nice seat.
I also would like to, just for any of you who are listening, don't let them oversell it. Because when I remember Will talking about the golf carts for the first time, and then when I sat in, I'm like, yeah, this is a nice golf cart, but
go sit in a regular golf cart.
Again, to Will's point, go sit in a regular golf cart and then sit in one of those. Good gracious.
It's like the way it was. The thing I had in my mind was like the Pope Mobile.
Yeah, it's like that.
Of like fully air conditioned.
Absolutely. It was chilly when we were there. It was a nice 65 degrees.
But they'll, when the people like take your clubs and prepare your cart and all that kind of stuff, they'll give you can ask for a little cooler and they'll fill up ice in it. It's nice.
And actually, they'll usually do more than they did because of COVID, actually. I think there were like some of the emails I was reading. For a while, they wouldn't even touch your clubs. And you can have the option now to just, I got an email today, actually, where they're having a new thing where if you're really, you know, don't want to just talk to anybody, do anything, you can actually just come and they'll scan your phone after you've already paid. And then they'll tell you where your cart is. And you just take your stuff over there. And then you never have to really get close to anybody or do anything. Like, so there's that. That, as with most nice courses, they have the refreshments on course. Good golf cart, you know, beers, like sandwiches, stuff like that.
The frequency of the rounds could have been better.
I think that's about time of year too. You know, like
we only saw her twice.
Yeah. Well, that's two more times than we saw when we last played golf in Georgia. And like, you know, just something else I noticed, everybody was so nice there. Just so like Disney nice when we showed up and just didn't know exactly where to go, and they'll show you where to, like, it's just the little things you really like, by the way. Like I just enjoyed that. They also have, when you're signing up for tee times, they have discounts for Florida residents, annual pass holders, vacation club members, seniors, youth, basically anything you want. They got a lot of options. See what's cheapest, and quite frankly, I don't think they're going to card anybody.
Yeah,
unless you try to get the senior discount, and you know you're 25, and even then. But you know,
you're also, if you haven't golfed a lot, you are. If there's only two of you, they're probably going to pair you up with somebody else,
right?
Which is a normal thing, but
go make friends.
It gives me anxiety. Like I've never.
We would
met
all
a terrible person on a golf course.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Absolutely. We would all prefer to play with just the people we came with, but unfortunately, at a busy course like that, just be prepared. There may be a couple of random people that you get paired up with. Yeah.
Now, when we played, we had some delightful Canadians who were just
couldn't have been better.
The best people. They abandoned their children for a little while.
They were adult children. Well, one was in high school.
Yeah, but like the end of high school.
Yeah,
self-sufficient.
Like, they were on super lockdown in Canada, so they were like, well, we're just getting a car and we're going to drive home. We're just going to enjoy golfing for a little while.
They were there for months in Florida, and it didn't sound like they had any intention of going back.
Yeah, they weren't like, oh, this is our last day before we hit the road.
It was like their anniversary, too, and they're like, mm.
They're like, it's cold up there. It's cold up there.
I think they did say minus 40.
70 here,
like,
so.
Like, no, it was a good idea, but honestly, it's been very rare when been paired up with somebody that you really just don't like. Typically, the worst thing that can typically happen is if you get paired up with somebody serious and you're just out there whacking away, you know, like, you know. So
you're trying to have a nice time, and they think it's the Masters.
Yes, yeah. Reading every green, etc. Yeah. And when you're out there, and it's just, I'm going to skip this hole, and they look at you like you have three eyes. Yeah. It's fine, but I understand there's always that little bit of nervousness, especially on the first tee.
Absolutely.
You know, like, oh, yeah, well, I just got out of the car 5 minutes ago, but let's do this.
Yeah. Our people were giving us tips.
Yeah.
They were better golfers than us. But
yeah.
So they were helping out.
Like money?
No.
Oh, like not like informative money. Tips.
I bet they would have given us money if we had asked for it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't afford this sandwich, but I really want a sandwich.
Oh, let me get that
for you. Gotcha.
They were very nice people. Yeah. Canadians, always the best. All right. So let's talk quickly about the four golf courses that they have, and this is from the Disney Golf WDW website. Experience the magic of Walt Disney World Golf. The championship golf courses at the Walt Disney World Resort have garnered praise and prestigious awards for their superlative design, impeccable service, world-class amenities, and overall playability through the years. When you book a tee time at any of our four courses, you'll experience the characteristic beauty and benefits that continue to rake in the accolades for Disney Golf. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah. That is nice.
It's just these things you read on the golf course websites.
It's like they have a marketing team.
All right, number one. Originally, first of all, there were just the two golf courses when they opened. I don't know the full history, the Palm and the Magnolia.
That sounds correct.
But they're both located at the Shades of Green Resort, which originally was the Disney Golf Resort, located basically right across the street from the Polynesian. There's a long driveway, and it takes you right to the Shades of Green.
Oh, is that why it's Shades of Green? Yeah. I always thought it was like military, like the Army green.
I think there's a little bit of both in the naming.
But originally it wasn't the military one.
The military bought it. No, it was originally a straight up golf resort.
Oh, okay.
When there was only the Magic Kingdom, you know? Like, yeah. There was Fort Wilderness, the Magic Kingdom, and golf, and then two hotels. There you go. Enjoy the vacation kingdom of the world.
Yeah.
So Magnolia is the one that Donnie with the good hair and Princess Alex and Chris and I played in December of 19. Named for its majestic magnolia trees, this course features elevated tees, spacious greens, and challenging water hazards. Wide fairways invite you to hit the ball and hit it long. But beware. 11 of the 18 holes boast water hazards, and 97 bunkers dot the landscape. And we hit most of them.
We did. We gave it our best shot. We tried to hit them all. Didn't quite get there.
And every golf course has a Mickey-shaped bunker, too, which is nice.
And it's very tempting when you come up to a hole with the Mickey-shaped bunker. You're not supposed to go in the bunker, obviously, I think, as we all know. But there was a part of me that was like, I'd like to hit it in there.
Yeah. And I did, I think, on the one in 19, actually, just randomly.
I think you did, yeah.
The one that Jason and I played, it was on hole number 9, and it was in a weird spot. I think they kind of just put that in later,
yeah,
which is kind of funny.
But, oh, man, we forgot the Disney one.
I mean, it's very possible. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. 4 stars, et cetera. But like I said, it's at the Shades of Green. And one thing that was different than when Jason and I played, you could not get away from the wildlife when we played there.
Yeah.
I mean, Donnie with the good hair would not. Donnie, we have to play golf. But look at that turkey.
But look at that. Look at that armadillo.
There was just wildlife on every hole.
Nice.
It was crazy. Like, it was like we were Snow White or something.
I mean, the obvious usual suspects, gator. I don't think we saw
a gator, did we?
I feel like I saw a small gator, but like, you know, the usual things. But then, like you said, there's the things you don't expect, like an armadillo and a turkey.
And a deer.
And a deer.
Like,
we saw a gator when we played in St. Augustine.
Yes, that is true. I hit it.
Yeah.
It was a baby gator. Mm. But it was really nice for that aspect. The only thing that made it Disney, it feel like Disney when you were there, is you could hear the ferry boat in the back, in the distance. And if you didn't know it was the ferry boat, you would just hear a whistle.
Right.
But it was like, oh, about a half mile behind us, that's Disney magic.
Right.
But there are a lot of pine trees around. Like, we're sitting there playing, and I'm like, this is a lot like the courses in Georgia. Not much to this. It was nice, but after playing the one I'll talk about in a few minutes, it's fine. Like, and same thing for the Palm, which I have not played, but it's kind of the sister course to the Magnolia because it's right next door. Let's see. It was completely redesigned in 2013. Extensive work, yada, yada, yada. It features shimmering lakes, tropical sands, palm trees, and sloping greens. It's rated 4 stars, provides plenty of challenges for novices and seasoned pros alike. When I was reading about it, I picked Magnolia because it had better tee times between Palm and Magnolia when we were playing. That's it.
I would have picked palm because I like palm trees better than magnolia trees.
But the tea times were better. That's the only reason. Because we had an Ohana to get to as well, like that evening. So that was mainly the thing. It's not that I don't recommend these Magnolia or Palm. It's just I had a way better time when we played Lake Buena Vista.
Yeah, it's really surprising, and Will's going to get into it, obviously, talking about the next course. But it was really surprising that the more historic courses and the courses closer to the Magic Kingdom and Seven Seas Lagoon and everything else were a little bit lacking in the Disney magic, and you'll hear a little bit more about that. I was jealous kind of hearing you guys talk about Lake Buena Vista having not had a chance to play it yet.
They're good. They're good golf courses. They were challenging. They weren't crazy difficult.
No, it's nice. You know, you can play sometimes a course close to home that, you know, feels a little more difficult than it should. And like it takes itself a little bit too seriously. These were nice quality courses, but an appropriate level of difficulty for people who are going to be there vacationing and may not be playing all the time.
Yep. And that's the point, really, to go have a good time. I mean, we're not pros here. We're going out and just having a nice afternoon outside.
Speak for yourself.
Yes.
I'm also not a pro, but speak for yourself.
I will. Thank you. Now, the third course is the one Jason and I recently played, Disney's Lake Buena Vista. It is host to the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, and USGA events, as have the Palm and Magnolias. I think the Palm mainly, because at every tee box they had like a little history thing of like who had the best shot here, when, 1987, Jack Nicklaus, yada. They used to have a Walt Disney World Open every year, actually, on the PGA Tour. It was like a scheduled thing. And that is one of the other reasons I wanted to play there. I was like, oh, this is a PGA course. I never played a PGA course before.
Oh, also, another casual golfing tip. Mm. Speaking of tee boxes, there are different color tee boxes for different skill levels.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to play the ladies' tee. You'll have a much better time. That's what I did.
Or the kids' tee if you want to.
Or the kids' tee.
You will get made fun of.
I don't care.
If you're an adult.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm an adult. I don't care what you think.
But it's fine. Who cares? Again, like I said,
we're there to have a good time.
Yep. Exactly. But Lake Buena Vista, it's certified as a cooperative wildlife sanctuary and rated an impressive 4 stars. So there's that. Conceived by Joe Lee, most notably features elevated bunkered greens that put a premium on accurate approach shots. Test your skills and fortitude at the demanding seventh hole with its challenging island green, which was my favorite thing about the whole course, because it's not often that you have an island par three. And it gives you you have to cross a bridge to get over there. That is not at every golf course, Jason.
No,
that is like something you see at nice golf courses.
Yeah. Well, I guess I just didn't like that this is something that they tout as this is a signature of the golf course. And now that I think about it, I like that course.
It's pretty.
It's a big deal. Well.
Yeah.
If you hit the green, you feel like you did something because you're hitting it over water.
Yeah. I think I hit it into the water.
That's fine. Like I hit it onto the green. And I was real proud.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Like last time you and I played, I hit a par three. I hit it over the water and over the green, but I did not get it in the water.
Nice.
So that was my main thing. This was so much fun, by the way. And I want to go back and play again. It's located.
You want to play this one again?
This one again. Because it was a lot of fun. It was, one, a fun golf course because it wasn't too challenging. But first of all, it was located at Saratoga Springs, the horse trailer resort. Isn't that what you call it?
The horse resort.
Just the horse resort?
Yeah.
The horse trailer
resort. And it really is, because I've been to Turf Club there for dinner, and instead of walking upstairs to the Turf Club, you just walk straight downstairs, and that's the golf course and the pro shop and everything.
Yeah.
And you go out back, and then that's where it starts. I think my favorite thing about this, besides, you know, it was just different, but you had a lot of stuff to look at.
Yeah.
You're going through 4 resorts, really.
Yeah. There's a decent amount of shade, too.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't hot.
Yeah, I can't say that for Magnolia.
Does it run by the treehouse?
Yes.
Thing?
Yeah.
The DVC treehouse thing?
Yeah. Okay. The villas. Yeah. You start at Saratoga, then you go through Old Key West, then you go through the treehouses, and then you're across the Sasagula River from Port Orleans French Quarter.
Sasagula.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It was just, we came across, we rounded a corner, and then we're next to a river. I've got, oh, there's Port Orleans. Huh. Nice. I didn't know we were going to go over here. Like, it's nice when you're in a golf course and you see other things.
Something new around every corner.
Yeah, it's not just the same pine trees. Yeah. That's nice.
And it really hammers home how big the courses are.
Yes. For example, I played in Hawaii at this supposed to be super, super nice golf course at our resort. hugs the ocean behind a tree line the whole time. Yeah. I was actually mad. Yeah. There's one hole where you can see the ocean from the green.
Because you were probably playing top Hawaii golf dollar.
Yeah. You ain't like, I think it was $80 to rent clubs.
And that would be difficult in Hawaii to not have the most we went to a Walgreens one time, and across the street from the Walgreens is the most beautiful ocean view you've ever seen. Yep. So to have a golf course in a ocean resort that doesn't have ocean views, they were trying.
It was infuriating.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to make the extra effort to make that not
That's
good.
That's crazy.
I came back and I was pissed.
I mean, it's like stuck in traffic. Just look that way. It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Which course was that? So the listeners know.
It was at Turtle Bay. I don't remember. They had two courses there.
So you didn't play Kapalua.
No, the other one we should have played was the one in the middle of the island. It's like the Jurassic Park course.
Right.
That goes just like they have to have those super good golf carts to go straight up a mountain.
I bet that was the Lost course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably that too. Yeah. Like wherever they film everything.
It's like Koala Ranch or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. But this one was also fun. I mean, I had a really good time here. And it was fun playing with the Canadians and Jason as he became less nervous after a couple of holes because you were afraid you hadn't played in 15 years, and then you ended up having a good time.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
I was fine after the people were fine.
I would have enjoyed it more during not COVID times. It would have been nice to have a drink at the turf club after the round or before the round or something,
or a nice prime rib.
The 19th hole, it's a real thing. You gotta it have is. That. You gotta have that.
To after you're done, if it's not too hot, to stop and enjoy a beverage. But we got in the car and went and had a steak, so that was also good.
Nothing wrong with that.
But Michael, drove us, so that was even better.
Oh,
so nice. It was fun.
Oh yeah, that day we had it was perfect timing too, because he went out, and basically when we got to the car and left the thing, we pulled up to the bus stop that he was pulling up at, and then we just parked off and he came and got us.
It was great.
It was great timing, and I love time and timing. So
you love it when a plan comes together.
I love it.
That day was aces.
It was aces.
Streets ahead.
And finally, there's also the Disney's Oak Trail course, which none of us have played, but it's a 9-hole course with rolling greens and exciting challenges. Long story short, it's a walking course.
I was about to say.
So it has
to bury the lead.
It has to be a great time of year weather-wise in Florida to even think about doing a walking course.
Now, do they offer pull carts to put your clubs on?
Well,
where is it?
It's also at Shades of Green.
Oh, okay.
It's over there.
That's too many.
What?
Three at one resort?
Well, it's a 9-hole course.
That's too many.
Okay. There's a lot of land around there. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, that's 18 times 2 plus 9. That's a lot.
Yes. Disney says it's fun for the whole family, but golf carts are not allowed on the course.
45.
Pull carts can be rented and are available for $7 plus tax.
Can be rented. Okay.
Now, the best thing to do, the only reason I do want to go over here is based on availability, you can upgrade to the Club Car Tempo Walk Robo Caddy.
Okay.
For only a few dollars more.
Chris, did you just
You
a
did
robot?
Just yeah.
It's a robot.
It's a robocat.
I didn't realize Skynet had come to golf.
So what you do is you
it's
put like
the
a
80s
little
robot from the Muppet movie, yes, but he's a golf caddy.
Is it like Pauly's robot?
Yes.
Rocky? Okay.
Except there's a spot for a set of golf clubs and a cooler to put drinks in.
Okay. I think you should use a pitching wedge.
Shut up, Robbie the robot.
Exterminate.
But you just put like a little thing on your belt and it just follows you around.
Okay. Now you sold me now. I'm more on board.
I kind of want to do it just for the RoboCaddies.
Yeah, I'm on board now.
I'm not going to do it because
I wonder if we can rent one from around here. To follow you around.
Some of your nicer golf courses.
No, not in a golf course.
Oh,
just like
to go around Costco.
Load it up in my car.
I think it'd be great at Costco.
Yeah. Think about it.
I'm done thinking about it. I'm ready to do it.
IKEA. That's where you want it.
Oh, yeah.
Could you put an iPad on it and FaceTime a friend like Phil did on Modern Family and have your friend come be your caddy?
Yes. And then it can be a DJ Roomba, too, somehow. But that does seem fun. And something that seems a little less fun, we run one around a foot golf, to which I immediately said, what is foot golf? And then it was as dumb as it sounds.
I'm so sorry, Donnie.
Donnie was actually really excited to play. And actually, if they had been offering it, Chris and I did say we would go do this to be nice.
Because we're good friends.
So, for the very first time, Walt Disney World Golf, operated by Arnold Palmer, blah, 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 is proud to offer foot golf. The 9-hole foot golf course is certified by the American Foot Golf League, the governing body for the sport.
I repeat, ugh.
Tee times can be booked to play 9 holes of foot golf, either in front or behind of those playing 9 holes of traditional golf. When played in groups of 4, 9 holes of foot golf should take about an hour and a half, much that of like 9 holes of traditional golf. Official code. All right, so doesn't tell you what foot golf is. Basically.
I'm looking at pictures. Can I?
Oh, go ahead. Tell me what you think it is.
Okay, so you get a soccer ball.
Yep.
And it looks like the soccer balls are different colors depending on whose ball. It's kind of like it has a miniature golf vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the red ball. Michael has the blue ball. So I thought I was thinking more like a soccer type of thing with a net.
No.
There's just a big soccer ball shaped sized hole.
Yep.
Like a golf hole.
Yep. It's kind of elevated, right? So, like, you know, they don't actually dig a hole in the ground.
You got a little upslope to get
it? I believe so.
No, these are...
That's added difficulty.
This Google image search results, they're in the ground like a golf hole.
Well, the ones I saw the pictures of 2 years ago now, it looked like you were just... I don't know. It seems exhausting.
Look like one of those putting things that you get for your basement?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yours, the picture you're seeing looks like a normal golf hole, just gigantic.
Yeah.
Somewhere a landscaper there is pissed.
I think, especially here, it's like a little elevated, and then the soccer ball fits up there.
Yeah, no, these are just, it's like a pit.
But like golf, you count how many times you kick the ball. And it just seems exhausting.
I would enjoy this for 3 holes.
Maybe.
Look, golf is...
It's no golf carts.
There is a physical aspect to golf. It's obviously, it's not football or basketball or soccer, but there is a physical aspect to golf, especially if you're walking a course. But a lot of golf is a chance to drink a beer in the sunshine under God's hot sun, drive a golf cart around. If I'm going to start kicking and I don't know.
Then it's just exercise.
Exactly.
You know who drives a golf cart like a maniac? Will Dunn, and hasn't changed.
That's true. That's 100%
true. That is
100% true.
Not as bad as Stewart.
I don't know about that, but...
Now, to be fair, I think most of us, if you're not driving a golf cart slightly like a maniac, I don't think you're doing it right.
Yeah. I think he's going out of his way.
Like, if your hand's at 10-2 and just abiding by it, hand signals and everything.
Will doesn't, he doesn't start slowly off the thing.
Why would
you? He slams on the gas.
You can't.
And turns straight to the side, goes all through the golf course.
Again, this is going to sound awful, but it is the one place in life where it is totally acceptable to crack that beer open, take a big swig, and then put the pedal down.
Yep.
Put the pedal down, and you know how, like, in Fast and the Furious, when they pop the handbrake and then turn it 90 degrees and then, you know, do all that kind of stuff?
Activate the nitro?
That's what Will does.
If it went faster, I'd approve.
Slams on the gas, 90-degree turn.
This is going to sound like a Stewart thing. It's not Stewart, but I played golf with a friend in younger years who... depending on the type of golf cart that you had at the course, would reach under and turn the governor off so that it would not slow you down, so you really could just take that thing wide open.
Yeah, these apparent, like if you're...
Oh, yeah.
Like they'll shut you down.
They have GPS on
geofencing.
Yeah. And one last one we played here did too, but these are more serious because if you get off the cart path and it's cart path only... it'll just slow down to a trickle, and if it'll just stop, and they have to come like get you back on the course
and embarrass you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I was cheating. I'm sorry. I
know. And then there's a little thing on the golf course that's like, you're 4 minutes behind pace.
Oh yeah,
you're 6 minutes behind pace.
Yep.
Pick it up, buddy.
And it's usually not your fault. It's usually the people in front of you.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say about foot golf is it's cheap. It's available after 2:30 p.m. each Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's around $20 to $29 for a round, depending on your age and discounts, etc. So
I would do this if everything else was closed.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Like if I couldn't go, if I was like, I'm not going to a resort today. We can't get a good tee time, and the water parks are closed. And there's nothing good on TV.
And the pool is closed too.
It's cold.
Yeah. or it's cold, or it's just crowded.
Okay.
Then I would think about Acme store.
Oh, I might want to go fishing.
Not to get the little sea racer boats.
No, they're shut down.
Dang it.
Yeah.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, but is mini golf closed?
No, it's not close. So you definitely want to go play mini golf.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for more.
Let's talk about miniature golf, which is something that a lot of us have done, and I'm sure a lot of you have done too. But if you're not aware, they have 4 miniature golf courses at Walt Disney World.
Still?
Yes, they're there. 2 of them are open.
I thought they got rid of one for that hotel.
What are the other two?
No. It didn't. No. It was closed temporarily.
For construction.
Yes. So first we're going to talk about Winter Summerland, which is currently unavailable due to, I guess, COVID and everything. But it's located right at Blizzard Beach. And these are the more fun ones.
Yeah, this is your traditional wacky things, loop-de-loops, dragons.
I got great. Disney wrote great copy for this, by the way, just so you know. It made me want to go play again. Winter Summerland is different from any other miniature golf course you've ever experienced. That's because Santa Claus himself designed it. Late one Christmas Eve, as Santa was flying back to the North Pole, he discovered snow in Florida. After surveying the strange sight, he decided to build a vacation destination for his off-duty elves at Winter Summerland. Seeing that the only thing Winter Summerland lacked was a golf course, Santa and his elves divided into 2 camps, one that enjoyed the warm Florida sun and another that preferred the snow and cold of the North Pole. The elves then built 2 distinctly different 18-hole golf experiences, a sand course named Summer and a snow course named Winter. So in summer, enjoy fun in the sun at the summer course amid surfboards, sandcastles, and ornaments hanging from palm trees. Deck the balls as you putt around peppermint-striped inner tubes, snapping clamshells, and a melting snowman. Don't wake sleeping Santa burying in the sand. And at the winter course, putt your way to the North Hole on the winter course, but watch out for Squirty the Snowman. Yeah. This jolly happy soul sprays water at golfers when golf balls pass beneath him. Merry obstacles include giant peppermints, hockey sticks, and the drawbridge of a fantastical melting castle.
You nasty Winter Summerland.
The course is combined for the last holes, and after sinking the last putt on hole 18, golfers receive a special message from Santa Claus, courtesy of the Winternet. You get it? It's like the internet. These are so much fun, by the way.
Yeah.
It has got every wacky miniature golf thing that you've seen in movies and TV that... You know, most of the ones we play when we were younger, just, there's a windmill. It doesn't move.
So yeah. Especially fun at night because then they have the Christmas lights on.
Yeah, it's you get all, like we've already said, you get all the wacky and the goofy that you expect from your typical, like, when you go to a beach town and that beach miniature golf course where it's just waterfalls and goofy stuff and obstacles for you to go over and under.
But they're usually garbage.
Yeah.
Falling
or
apart.
Or they're like, or the ones
or
like, that
nice.
We would go to when we were kids at like Panama City, or I think there was one near Douglasville too. It was like they would have stuff, but it would be like there's a giraffe over there.
Right.
Not on any of the holes. You don't have to hit it through the giraffe.
Right.
But one is like TV.
Yeah. It's movie quality stuff.
Movie quality stuff.
If you've seen Happy Gilmore, it's the goofy stuff that Chubbs makes him go hit the ball into.
Yeah, that has animated stuff. Like stuff happens if you hit this thing or don't hit this thing. Like for me, I lost because I really screwed up the last time against you, right?
Yes.
On the winter net hole, which is like you just have to hit it up a hill and get it in the... if you get it up the hill, it's fine. It took me 5 times to run back down the hill, and I lost by 1 stroke, I believe. Yeah, but whatever. I built up a fine lead. And I've lost to Chris, and I've lost to Stuart.
It's called
doing that.
It's called choking. Yeah. Well,
I choked. I admit it. I don't know what you want from me.
Well, we need to have that rubber match.
We do. But those are so much fun. I mean, Michael, you've played too.
Yep.
Thank you. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, especially at night because they have the Christmas lights.
And didn't it have fake snow on one of them? Wasn't there like with the little bubble thing?
I think they did the suds on one of the holes.
It was nice. And it was hot. So it was like, it was nice. It's fake snow. But it was fun. It was a really fun evening. And you can get, in normal times, for this course and the other two, you can book tee times in advance. And for busier times of the year, you probably should do that.
Yeah.
Right. Until recently, I think you had to get advanced tee times. But now the website says for the Fantasia Gardens and Fairways, you can walk up again.
Okay.
So, and speaking of, those are the other two older golf courses. They're located near the Swan Hotel. You may have seen them, basically near the boardwalk. Fantasia Gardens, putt your way through five whimsical scenes featuring tutu-clad hippos, marching broomsticks, and pirouetting ostriches. Perfect for families and beginner golfers, the Fantasia Gardens miniature golf course invites you to join the reverie as you aim through twirling obstacles, cross fanciful fountains, and discover musical surprises. Beware the broomsticks, ready to douse golfers who pass below. That is the one good thing about this. Like, it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, too.
But it didn't have as much fun stuff as the other ones.
Yeah, and I don't think I've played this one.
It was themed after Fantasia, so you know it's boring.
Yeah.
Overall.
It was beautiful, though.
It actually was.
Especially at night, too. I only like miniature golf at night, apparently.
Oh, me too.
That's when you should.
That's so much
you
cooler.
If you're playing miniature golf at the height of the day, there's something. You're fishy. Like,
you're suspect.
You're sus. Yeah. Super sus.
There are better ways to work up a good sweat.
You shouldn't fly a kite at night, and you shouldn't play miniature golf in the day.
T-shirt idea right there. Bumper stickers. And the other one is the Fairways, resembling a traditional golf course built on a miniature scale. This course emphasizes skill over chance. Sand traps, bunkers, water hazards, and sloping greens make the Fantasia Fairways miniature golf course an exciting challenge where par 3 and par 5 holes range in lengths from 60 to 109 feet long. As you putt, enjoy the dramatic backdrop of the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror at Disney's Hollywood Studios, the Walt Disney World Swan, and the Walt Disney World Dolphin Hotel.
Now, this is the one that actually looks like you shrunk a golf course.
It is a miniature golf course.
Okay,
like, the bunkers are made out of concrete, of course, I believe.
Right.
But
now, I thought they had sand.
Am I mixing this up with somewhere else?
Maybe. So this is the first one that I played, and I think maybe the first one you played.
Yeah, probably.
And I remember we were having the, should we play this one, or should we, like, this is cool that it's a miniature golf course. And then we got on, and we're like, man, this is
a miniature golf course.
But there are definitely sand traps, because you had to rake them.
It also closes 1 hour before the Fantasia Gardens course, for some reason.
Huh.
At least currently. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, maybe I don't have enough light.
I've never done that one.
I don't recommend. Yeah. It's fine.
If you were somebody like Mark, our friend who really likes to play golf, he would probably really like this. This is up his alley. But if you want to go have some fun Disney miniature golf, go to the Winter Summerland courses first, then the other one.
They're not open right now, so go to Fantasia Gardens. Yeah.
It's going
to
be more what you're thinking of a miniature golf experience.
It's going to be more fun.
Yeah, and that's it for golf at Walt Disney World. Any other notes, fellas? Michael, you like the lights?
Yes, at the Winter Summerland.
Especially at night, because they have the Christmas lights off.
Yes.
You can keep your club there, too.
What?
You shouldn't.
But no.
And what was the... Was it Squirty the Whale? What
I believe so. Oh, there also is a photo op where you
snowman.
Can sit...
Oh, Squirty the Snowman.
You can sit in Santa's sleigh at Winter Summerland. They have a nice little photo
up
there.
Yeah.
That's about the only other thing I remember about it. I'm so incensed that I lost that last game there to Chris, where I had it in the bag by like five strokes, and it was very infuriating. In fact, Chris just recently found father-in-law actually
found the old scorecards and the evidence.
Yeah, I don't approve.
The starter gives you a tee, a little Walt Disney World tee.
Oh yeah, the regular course. That was fun.
Yeah, that was nice.
It's the little things to me that are just nice. And, you know, it was fun.
Well, I do remember there was one thing. Obviously, they have the flag that goes in the hole had like the, you know, palm or magnolia, of course. But I also remember it's something I'd never seen anywhere else. In the actual hole where the ball goes in when you put it in, there was like a liner in there that had like Donald and Mickey. I think I've got a picture I could share it to put on the website or somewhere.
Good idea.
But I've never really seen that anywhere else. It's just a basic golf hole that they've sort of drilled out. But they took the time to put in, you know, graphics and logos. It's kind of interesting.
There's a million things we're forgetting. Yeah. But
the carts have like I think we had a... maybe Goofy or the nephews or something.
Character right on the front of it.
Yeah.
With the nephews. He sent me a picture, yeah.
It's a good way to spend a non-park day.
Yeah. And not as expensive as you would think it would be.
No, especially, again, I've paid way more at courses around Atlanta.
Because what was it? Do you remember what it was? It was like 50?
Yeah, because we played about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was less than $60, yeah. I believe.
I want to say when we looked at what you would have paid at Palm and Magnolia had you not won the 2 free rounds, yeah. I think it would have come out like $75, yeah. Which again, you'll pay more than that at the nicest course in your town.
Yeah.
And it depends on time of year, et cetera, and time of day, obviously. And the prices go down as the afternoon gets like hotter, basically.
Yeah. It was reasonably priced for golf, and it was doubly reasonably priced for golf at Disney. Yeah. When you would expect it to be a little bit more, and it really wasn't.
It was always feels like regular golf prices.
Absolutely.
Like is what you would pay.
In fact, it was a little better
in your town.
For the quality of course.
Yeah.
We played at a golf course a month ago or so, and it was like almost $70.
Yeah.
And it was garbage.
Not nearly the quality of what you're going to get down there.
If you're and obviously go play miniature golf anytime you're having a Walt Disney World vacation, especially if the parks are closed that night early or something. It's absolutely a great night. Everybody would enjoy it. They can get snacks. It's great. It's really a good time.
Honestly, I'd call the regular golf a hidden gem down there, because just like for everything else we've laid out, there's a lot of things that you pay a little bit extra for. And, you know, it's fun. You always have a great time. But there are things like, you know, oh, that was probably more than I would have typically wanted to pay. It's a great value for what you're getting down there. It really is.
100% agree.
Well, if you 100% agree, let us know. You can, first of all, let's talk about next week's episode. We're going to get to it. If you haven't caught up, watch WandaVision, because next week we're going to have 10 questions about WandaVision.
I got two of them written already.
Ooh. Yeah. Can you tell us one?
I probably will tell you a couple, because they'll require a little thought.
I don't like thinking.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. You can find that episode next week on tfppodcast.com, and you can find us on Instagram and Reddit at @tfppodcast, and possibly that if Chris sends us that picture of the insert into the with the Donald and Mickey's in.
I'll find that.
Be on there. We'll see what happens.
No, let's keep it for ourselves.
Yeah, I will.
A little bit of content.
Like those digital trading cards that are all the rage now.
Yes. You can also find us on Twitter at @tfp_podcast. And please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcatcher. Chris, have you done that?
Absolutely. 100%.
You're a liar.
Do it now.
What were we talking about?
You've gotten your phone out.
Get your phone out. Pull up the podcast app on iTunes.
I'm pulling up the podcast app on iTunes.
Oh, hey, I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you.
I just noticed it. He's wearing a Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem shirt. That's cool. I like that.
The best band of all time.
Chris and I carpooled up here. I'm not going to take him home until he does the 5-star review.
Wait, I did that a long time ago.
Yeah, do it again.
No, I'm dead serious.
Now make up a new one.
I know you're trying to give me the business right now, but I gave you a 5-star review a long time ago.
You probably have an alt email address that you could sign up for a different
one. You definitely do. The one you give Costco or somewhere.
So I will sign up for an alternate email address and put in an additional 5-star rating. If all you listeners who have given 5-star ratings already, if you could do the same, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And steal your friend's phone and do that and subscribe and do that as well.
Yeah. It's mainly the subscriptions that'll get us up the list.
But the reviews make us feel good about ourselves.
I have a legal note. We do not condone stealing other people's phones.
I didn't say that. That's his business.
But we do condone
borrow the phone.
We do condone subscribing under your dog's email address. Yes.
So. I have borrowed coworkers' phones at conferences and subscribed to the podcast.
Good.
Like, I've never used this podcast app. Good. Here you go.
Great.
Now you're subscribed.
I got something to sign you up for.
No notifications, no downloads here. You're subscribed to the podcast.
What's a podcatcher?
That's fine. We also have some awesome t-shirts at shop.tfppodcast.com and some exclusive Patreon-only contents available to you if you support the show on patreon.com/tfppodcast. That's all I got for today. Anything else?
Nah.
No.
No, sir.
Very good. Thanks for listening. We'll see you real soon.
Should get all of our email address.
Oh, you should.
WhiskerLickens18 @gmail.com.
If you're going to say things, say it into the microphone, Chris.
Was it that good?
No.
It doesn't matter. Say it into the microphone.
It doesn't matter.
And then we'll decide if it's good later.
Michael will decide.
We call it Archie Bunker's place.
I got made fun of last week when I started unplugging the microphone after we were done.
He runs a tight ship, except when you're drunk.
He wasn't running the ship that time.
He was just along for the ride.
I think that's why I started running the ship.
That's when he took over.
We need an adult in charge.
did a SWOT analysis and noticed where a big weakness was.